From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. One obstacle to learning to fly these days is that so many of the GA training airplanes are old, and many definitely look their age. In fact, it wasn't that long ago that I canceled a nighttime demo flight with a prospective student. I'd noticed that some of the old Cessna's interior lights were inoperative, and early Cessna's didn't offer that much cockpit lighting to begin with. Then I found a few bruises on the outside that'd been covered up with duct tape, and I just decided it wasn't gonna work. A few years earlier, I'd tried to check out an old Piper down in Florida that looked like it hadn't been washed in 20 years. It flew okay, but after spending the money to fly it, I just decided I wasn't gonna put my family into it. And I'm not the only instructor or renter that's ever faced this situation either. And that's why I was really excited last week to see a canary yellow, Cessna 152 sitting outside the south door of the AOPA building at AirVenture. The airplane was part of the 152 Reimagined push from the association, designed to encourage more people to not only learn to fly, but to get back into the air at a relatively low cost per hour. Now, the airplane at Oshkosh that I saw had been rebuilt inside and out. New paint, new interior, even those cheapy plastic parts Cessna used to use were all new. The engine had been rebuilt and reset to zero time, and the airplane had new Garmin avionics, including a GPS installed. This practically new Cessna 152 can be had for $99,000, or $89,000 if you want a 150. The AOPA people chose Aviat in Afton, Wyoming to handle refurbishment work. You can even pick the color scheme when you order one. Now, before any of you start coughing at the $99,000 figure, let's not forget that a Cessna 162, the Skycatcher, a much less capable airplane, was selling for $150,000 brand new before Cessna canceled production last year. The price of a new 172, that can easily top $300,000. What I think will make the reimagined 150 and 152 even more tantalizing to someone trying to build time, especially if it's two or three pilots going together, or maybe a flight school after a rugged, inexpensive airplane, is that these reimagined airplanes cost just a tad over $60 an hour to operate. AOPA is even willing to finance 70% of that purchase. Now, of course, you could go out and find your own 150 or 152 for much less than $99,000. You'd need to find a company to strip it all down, of course. Strip it down for the inspections, replace all the interior bits, hang a new motor, add fresh instruments and avionics. Right, so could you do it for less than $99,000? Probably. But I think that's a lot of work, and I think it's something that we can't expect someone brand new to aviation is going to do. Of course, there'll be plenty of experienced pilots out there ready to tell you about all the other airplanes you can find for less money. But if those airplanes were such a great deal, I guess I'd have to ask why more people aren't buying them. And AOPA doesn't make a dime on any of these airplanes. So one last thought. If four wannabe pilots came up with $7,500 each, they could build a whole lot of flight time for not a whole lot of money, especially in an era when the magic 1,500-hour ATP limit seems unreachable. Me, I like this idea. But if you have a better one, let me know. You'll find all the information about the reimagined 152 at AOPA.org, where I'm assuming you're already a member. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago. See you next time. And don't forget to pass along your Aviation Minute link to a friend.